You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and I am here at the RNIB Northern Ireland Tech Fair 2026, joined by Rebecca from Angel Eyes Northern Ireland. Hi, Rebecca. Thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you for talking to us.
So can you give us an overview about what you do at Angel Eyes?
Yes, so at Angel Eyes we support children from 0 to 25 and we have family services, so we support the family, and that can be right from diagnosis right through, and quite often we work with young people who have more complex needs also. And we support then also in education, so we can go into schools, make sure the statement's in place and make sure the child's being supported appropriately in school. And then we also do youth services, so we work directly with young people from 8 to 25, getting them out on their own, being independent, learning some key life skills and transitioning through sort of from primary to secondary, but then also from leaving school and going into adult services and either their first job or education or whatever path they decide to go down. So,
yeah, and what are some of the specific challenges or areas you're focusing on supporting young people in Northern Ireland?
So independence would be a big one, so particularly with transport is something we work closely with our young people on, making sure that they feel comfortable accessing transport on their own and making sure the transport is accessible in the background. We have worked quite heavily over the last few years on QR codes to make sure that we are campaigning to make sure that they're available in venues for navigation and for menus, for example, so that young people can access information independently and be able to go out on their own with their friends and not always need to rely on someone.
And I guess it's really exciting to offer that independence to young people as they grow, because it instills such confidence and gives them a lot of skills that they can take forward into workplaces or other areas in their lives.
Yeah, oh, it is certainly, and we're seeing that sort of as the young people have came through our service now and they're getting into their job or getting into their university or the placement, and they're thriving and really enjoying it, and seeing them sort of make friends with each other from across the country through our events as well, and continuing to meet up on their own.
And what are some of the projects or events that you're really excited to be offering over the next few months?
So we have a lot coming up over the next few months. Within our youth services, we have loads of events for young people to attend. We also have events for families to come along to, and siblings are welcome. And it's just great for parents to meet each other as well and connect. But all that information is on our website of all the upcoming events. So if you just go onto our website and click on the events page, you'll see all the upcoming events over the next few months.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Rebecca from Angel Eyes Northern Ireland, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much. Thanks.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.